Well, today's the day. We are 40 days away from the midterm elections, and that means that starting today, you can receive and return an absentee ballot, and you don't have to give an excuse or anything like that. That means that already Michiganders are voting. And so with just 40 days away, let's welcome in the Republican nominee for governor, Tudor Dixon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Does it worry you that we've got people filling out their ballots right now and they haven't had the benefit of seeing a side-by-side comparison between you and Governor Whitmer?
Yes, and that was why we asked for an earlier debate and got no answer on that. So obviously the governor does not want to face people before early voting in hopes that this is a tactic that will get her elected. But I think it's very unfortunate and very telling as to how she feels about the people of Michigan.
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate that and maybe at some point we need to make it, if not a tradition, a mandate that on this date is when we're going to have our first debate, period.
I agree.
That people, if they've got that ballot in their box, that they say, well, I'm going to hold off until I can watch them tonight or at least reference it online before I check boxes for anybody. Yesterday, the Republican legislature was really busy. They did several things. One of them, they refunded, or I should say recharged, the SOAR fund, which is an economic incentive fund to the tune of $800 million. You made some news by pushing back on that. You were pretty vocal. Why do you think that these taxpayer-funded incentives and investments are wrong-headed?
My concern is where this is going. We know this is going to much of this will go to the Goshen plant that is being built in Michigan, but it's being built by a Chinese corporation. We have many companies in the state of Michigan who are saying, hey, we want to expand, we want to grow, we want to be able to do more in Michigan, and they're being denied or they're just not getting any word back from the state of Michigan. We have farmers right now that want to expand, and they're in a legal battle with the state of Michigan. But here we have a Chinese company that's coming over here, and they will get millions, hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars from the people of Michigan that will go to them while they're only promising jobs over the next decade. And the promise is maybe 2,350 jobs over the next decade. And the question is, and the question of many economists in the state is, well, is this really worth all of the taxpayer dollars? But also, why would we choose a Chinese corporation over Michigan or even an American
company? Well, actually, I mean, if my understanding is they're one-third American-owned, one-third German, one-third Chinese, and the jobs and the dollars that will be paid will be 100% American to those workers. What are you going to say to the folks in Mecosta County? You say, well, if I was governor, we'd watch these jobs go to Ohio because I don't like the company?
We would have other careers coming in here. We would be able to bring in more American companies into Michigan because we'd have better policies. We will reduce regulation. We will make it a better business environment. We won't have to get companies that are even one-third owned by an adversary of the American people. We will have companies that are American-owned companies coming to the state of Michigan. We will make sure that our legacy industry stays in the state of Michigan. We will make sure that our farmers are taken care of in the state of Michigan. We don't want to bring adversaries into the country. And I'll tell you why. I come from manufacturing. We've seen a lot of our jobs and a lot of our companies close to go over to China. And China has grown significantly in the past 10 years, past 20 years. China overtook the United States in exporting in 2010 and has become the world's largest exporter. They have the largest navy in the world. Their ports are getting
But they're not exporting these batteries, Ms. Dixon. I mean, they're not manufacturing these in China. They're willing to manufacture them here.
The concern is the control over our country. Why would we want to have a foreign adversary in our country having that kind of control? These should be American companies. And I think it is an absolute concern to say we could be sending American dollars to China.
Okay. I would submit that this is an investment that will probably give you a pretty good return. And again, I was just up in Mecosta County, and they are incredibly excited about the opportunity that this can give.
But what do you say to all the other Michigan companies who have said, we've asked for help, we've asked to expand, and we've been denied by the state government, but now they're bringing in
then we should be focusing on fixing a flawed process that's ignoring them.
Absolutely.
Instead of throwing this opportunity out, make sure others have more opportunities. In other words, let's address it by addition, not subtraction.
But that's what we're calling on. This is a flawed system. We're putting money in. And I do think that you need to call out when something is happening that is, I mean, you are talking about helping an adversary of the United States. I think that is a significant error on the part of our state government to be putting money into a Chinese corporation.
Okay. I think a Chinese corporation is different than the Chinese Communist Party, and I think that others would maybe challenge that distinction.
But
let's I want to give you an opportunity to hit on some other issues here. You've made several policy announcements this week, one about what is going to be taught regarding gender and sexual identity in schools, and also something having to do with female athletics. Tell me about those two positions.
Yeah, absolutely. I will just say that Chinese corporations, there is no private ownership in China, so you are talking about the Chinese government. But I will go on to talk about our policies. We want to make sure that women are protected in sports, girls are protected in sports, and so we've come out with a policy saying that we will not allow transgender biological men to compete in women's sports. And we want to make sure that those sports are kept safe for girls and that there is fairness there. And we've also laid out our plan to make sure we're not having sexual orientation or gender identity discussions between K through third grade. So up to third grade, beyond that, below that, we won't be having sex identity or sex orientation and gender identity conversations in school.
A lot of these things are already handled at the local level by local school boards, especially we've talked to folks at the Michigan High School Athletic Association that say, you know, we may get two or three of these cases a year. And we found it's best handled quite often without a lot of controversy at the local level. Why does this have to have a state solution? And in general, do you support the principle of local control over issues like these?
I am always a supporter of local control, but this is a situation where we have parents now across the state saying we need to know that school is going to be focused on the most important issues, and that is reading, writing, and how to do math. And right now, that's not what's happening. In fact, I just met with a couple who said their child was given explicit material in the fifth grade. So we are looking at protecting this from a state level because it's gotten to the point where even you have these the Michigan Department of Ed saying they're going to double down on this kind of rhetoric, this kind of training. And so if it's coming from the top, the protection has to come from the top as well.
Okay. What kind of punishment or what kind of penalty would there be for this? And if a child organically brings this up in class because Billy has two mommies or two daddies, do you allow that kind of conversation to happen? And I don't know how you legislate things like that.
Yeah, obviously, there's always times in a school when a child brings up a conversation that is not directly related to what they're learning.
Right.
We're talking about actually teaching this. We're talking about having this as a part of the class.
Formalized curriculum. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Where do we find you today?
Today, we are in Southfield. We're all over. We've been in Lansing. We've been in Grand Rapids. Now we're in Southfield. Later today, we'll be heading someplace else. They just tell me where to go now.
I've heard that. Please tell me where I am, because you're a little bit like the rock star that gets out there and says, hello, New Jersey, right?
Now I understand how that happens on
yes.
political campaigns when they get up and they're like, no, you're in Wisconsin.
Very quickly, we know one place you're going to be going Saturday is you're going to be with President Trump.
That's right. Yes, I will.
And let me ask you, I know that Glenn Youngkin has kind of become the political template for a lot of gubernatorial candidates and a lot of Republicans. He kind of kept the president at an arm's distance because there was some concern about whether moderate and independent voters might be repelled by that. You've chosen a different play out of the playbook. Why are you embracing the president, and are you at all worried that maybe some voters might find that problematic?
I feel that it's time for us to bring the party together, bring everybody back to the party. And I believe that this is one of the ways that we can do it. And I know we'll have a strong turnout. It's the midterms. We want to make sure that we are addressing every issue with every person that we can. And so we feel really strongly that we're going to have a great weekend, and we'll continue to marry the party and bring everybody back to the ballot.
All right. Tudor Dixon, safe travels on the campaign trail, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, Tudor Dixon, and on day 40 days and counting. And when we have that election, it should be more secure and maybe more efficient based on legislation passed yesterday. More on that next on The Guy Gordon Show.